We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots around 10-12 lines from the top, Amar Rav Sheshes. We're continuing with Hilchas Chanukah. Amar Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayiv B'ner Chanukah. A guest is Chayiv B'ner Chanukah. That means you would think someone who's not home, he's not Chayiv in Ner Chanukah. Terry says no. The Dr. Rav Sheshes, no. That if he's a guest, he went somewhere on the days of Chanukah, he still has to light menorah. So Rav Zera comes and limits this halacha. Or Rav Zera, Mareish, ki avina bei Rav, by the beginning, when I used to be in yeshiva, mishtatafna bepriti b'hadi ashbiza, where the place where I was staying with my achsanya, I participated, I paid a little money, and I was mishtatif in his ner Chanukah. Of course, halacha is achsanoi, is chayiv in ner Chanukah. But bas the nasivitza, after he got married, and then he went away to yeshiva. Even after he was married, he went away for a few months at a time to yeshiva. And for landed up Chanukah, he wasn't mishtatif with, he didn't participate together with the Ner Chanukah of his host. Because Boston Asiva Itza Amina, Hashtavad Lechachina, I don't have to do it anymore. The Kamad Lika alive, because in the house, they are lighting for me. My wife is lighting for me in my house. And that's enough to be Yitza the Ner Chanukah, because the whoever's in the house could be might see everyone else, and therefore he doesn't have to do it. So if he knows his wife's lighting, he doesn't have to participate with the achsanai. So the Gemara Vayta, Amar Rav Shmuel Levi, Kol Hashmonim Kulam Yafa Lener, Kulam Yafa Lener. All oils are good for ner, v'shemen zayis v'na mufcha, but the best oil is olive oil. Amar Abayim, Reish Hamahadamar Amishcha Shum Shumni. By beginning, my Rebbe, Rabbah, used to be makbid using oil, sesame oil. Why? Amar, hay mashuch ner tvei. This goes for a longer time. This lights for a longer time. Kiven the shamble lahai, the Rav Shmuel Levi, once he heard this Rav Shmuel Levi, says shemen zayis is the best thing. Mahad mishcha zayis, he looked after davka shemen zayis. Amar, hay tzolo ner tvei. Here it's a nicer fire. The fire is a clear fire. The other one lights longer. But this is a clearer fire. And Tosha speaks out, we're talking about Ner Chanukah here, because Ner Chanukah, that there would be tzad, since it lights longer, it's better. But he says the Gavis Shabbos, where it's a Shaila of Shema Yata, there it's definitely better, the Shema Zayis, because it gets absorbed in the Psila better. Now, by the beginning, he thought those that it lit longer. So it's a big Shaila, Taka, why is it better if it lights longer? And it seems like it lights a little, if it lights It's what's the point? Let's add some oil to it. So it's a little bit of a shy of what it means, but I'm getting he thought it was better because the light's longer. I guess more pesuminisa. And on my stand, he said, no, since it's a clearer fire, that's better. Amram Mishum Alevi, call Shmanam Yafal and Diyai. Once you mention Mishum Alevi, we say, not a member, nothing to do with Hanukkah, but Amram Mishum Alevi, call Shmanam Yafal and Diyai. All oils are good for black ink that you use for Sefer Torah. But the oils of olive oil is the best to use for the dye, for the ink that's used, for the ink that's used for Sefer Torah. And Bayaluhu, is what do you use this oil for? Legabel or la'ashin? Is it better? When I say the Shemen Zayis is better, is it legabel or la'ashin? That means there's two ways to use this oil. Either you mix the oil with the black ink and makes it better, or it seems like there's something called la'ashein that Rashi explains that they used to light a fire under a glass keli, and it gets like a little black, a little smoky, the glass. You rub off that black stuff off the glass, and you mix it with oil, and somehow that helps out the ink, and it could turn into some kind of ink. So the question is, when we say shemen zayis is good for ink, is it mean to mix together with the ink, or is it good to mix together with the smoke from the fire and turn that into ink? Zok the Gemara, Toshma, the Tani, Rav Shmuel, Bazutri, Kol Hashmon, Yafon, Ladioi, Veshemen, Zayis, Min Hamufcha. All oils are good for ink, and Shemen Zayis is the best, top of the line. Bein Legabel, Bein Leashen. For both of them, it's better to use Shemen Zayis. Say if you mix it together with ink, or if you use it for the smoke. You mix it with the smoke that's on the glass. You mix it for that. Rav Shmuel, Bazutra, Masli Hachi, Kol Hashonim, Yafon, Ladioi, Veshemen, Zayis, Min Hamufcha. Daf, we're talking about Oshon. Kol Hashonim Yafal L'Diyoy. The Shemen Zayis is the best. So, all sap is good for Diyoy. V'sraf k'taf yaf mekulam. And the sraf, hayetze mena k'taf, is a type of a tree that's yaf mekulam. That's the best type of sap. So Rashi learns it's sap. Tosfos says it's not sap, because he has a raya from the Gemara in Gittin. And therefore, he teaches that it's a little different than Rashi. I and Tosfos, divrei maskil kol ha'srafim. And Tosfos comes out, it's something that drips out of the tree. Not dafka sap, but like lachluchis, like that juice that are coming out of the tree, that are around the tree. That's what it is. So the Gemara Vaita, Omer Chiva Hashem Rav, back to Ner Chanukah, Omer Chiva Hashem Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzoruch Levaruch. Someone who lights Neris Chanukah has to make a bracha. Rav Yirmiyama, not only the Madlik, Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzoruch Levaruch. Someone who sees the Ner of Chanukah makes the bracha. And like Tosfos speaks out, and this bracha of Brichas Haroya, which we'll see what it is in a second, is only for someone who didn't light in his house, and or he's on a svina, like Rashi says. Rashi says, this bracha, Mitzasi b'shem Ravini Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Shalom b'shem Ravini Yaakov, lehuskaku bracha zu el lamishloi hidlik bebeisei adayin. Someone who did not light yet in his house, oy liyeshev v'yeshev v'svina. Someone who's sitting in a boat. That's the Brichas Haroya. So we have here, the Madlik has to make a bracha, and the Roya has to make a bracha. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon, the first day of Chanukah, Haroya, someone who sees a near Chanukah, Mevarach Shtayim, makes two brachas. He makes the bracha of She'osa Nisim Laveh Seinu, and he makes the bracha of Shechiyonu. Umadlik, the one who lights Menorah on the first day of Chanukah, makes three brachas, Mevarach Shalosh. He makes Lahadlik near Shel Chanukah, because he's being Madlik, and he makes She'osa Nisim, and he makes Shechiyonu. Mekan Ve'ilech, the rest of the days, it goes down by one. The Madlik, instead of three, only Mevarach Shtayim, which we'll see in a second, means he only makes Lahadlik and She'osa Nisim. V'haroye mevarech only She'osa Nisim. Varech achas. Well, my, the more explains, what gets dropped off, what do we leave off after the first day? Memayit Zman, we don't say Shechiyonu anymore. Freyti Gemara v'nimet Neis. Let's stop saying Neis. The Gemara Neis, koyemi Isa. Every day, there was a Neis of She'osa Nisim, because every day, there's a new Neis, because every day the Neris Chanukah, the same Pach Shemen, kept on lighting every day, and therefore you should make a new bracha of She'osa Nisim, because every day was a new Neis. Masha Inkein, the bracha of Shechiyonu after the first day doesn't pass anymore, because you already reached the Zman of Chanukah, and you reached it one time. You don't reach it every day, new Zman. The Zman of Chanukah you reach once, therefore you take off the Shechiyonu after the first day. So that means the second day, the Madlik makes Lahadlik Ner Shechanukah and She'osa Nisim, and the Raya only makes She'osa Nisim. My Mevarach, what's the Nusach HaBracha? Zokta Gemara, Mevarach, you make the Bracha, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvaysa V'tzivonu L'hadak Ner Shechanukah. That Hashem was Bekashos with mitzvahs, and He commanded us to light the Ner of Chanukah. Freit the Gemara, V'hechit Tzivonu, where in the Torah do you find the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? It's a Dinder Rabbanon that came later on in the second Beis Hamikdash. Zokta Gemara, Rav Avya Imer, from the Pasuk of Lo Yisosur, Miloy Sosur. From the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Yisosur Ma'adav Asher Yigidlcha Yemin Esmoil. And it's going on what Chazal say. You can't stray from what Chazal say. That's the law of Vitzivonu. And the Chazal said, the Chachamim said, to light Menorah. Rav Chaim Yemer, different Pasuk, Sha'al Avicha V'yagedcha Zekein V'yayim Melach. A different Pasuk in the Torah, that ask your fathers and ask the Zekeinim, they'll tell you what to do, which is the Sanhedrin. Which is the engine. So I think more about this. What comes out? I was saying over here, you can make a vitzivonu on a mitzvah derabbanan. So I think more about this. Most of Rav Aram asks you a kasha from Mishnah in Demai. It says, Hademai is, you buy tevua. But usually you buy tevua from any chaver, from a good Talmud Chacham, a Yid. You don't have to take off Maiser, because he took Maiser already. But if you buy Tvua from an Amma Oretz, the halacha is you have to take off Maiser, because we're worried maybe he didn't take off Maiser. And that's called Demai. The thing you buy is called Demai. Now, Demai has a special heter that Aniyim, Ani who buys Demai, he doesn't have to take off Maiser. And he could just eat it without taking off Maiser. Special heter for Ani. So it says in the Mishnah in Demai like this, Hademai, Ma'arvim boy, you can use it for Erev Chatzeris, that means that a few people want to carry for one rishus, another rishus, they take a challah and they each own it and they make an eriv. Umestatim voy, you make a shita for shita mevayis. Umevarchem v'lov, and you can even make a bracha of hamaitzi. You can make a bracha of hamaitzi, and umezamnim v'lov, and you can even make a zimun on it. Umefrishim ma'isa arum, and you could take off the ma'iser that you're doing l'chumra. You can even do it without any clothing, and you can wear any clothing. Uben hashmashus, you like even when I do uben hashmashus, even though on Shabbos you now take off ma'iser. But ben hashmashus, we allow you to take off the mai, because the mai is not the same level as regular ma'iser. And I highly use it for eruv or shita. If I is not gemaised, so Rashi explains because since he could be mafkers and the chosim come on, they're able to eat it. Therefore, we're allowed to use it as an eruv because it's keilu. He could eat it already because if he wants, he can mafkers and the chosim. And the lachiz, you could also make a bracha, you could do zimun. The same reason because since you could be mafkers, like we learned in Masechus Brachos, that since you can mafkers it, therefore you can make a bracha on it and you could mezamen on it. And when it says also mafrishin ma'isa arum, you can take off ma'isa, wear clothing. Right, the Gemara, the din demai, to take off ma'isa on demai, is a din de rabbanon. Vi amis come with the rabbanon by a bracha, if the halacha is, every mitzvah de rabbanon is a bracha, it should come out when you take off demai, you should make a bracha. Hachi, ki koi arum, hechem avarach, so how you let it take off ma'isa, wear clothing, you can't make a bracha wear clothing. Vabi'inon, v'hoya machanecha kadosh v'leka. The halacha is that you can't make a bracha without clothing, because it says, v'hoya machanecha kadosh. Well, a year of ervas dava, and you can't see an erva when you make a bracha. So obviously you can't make a bracha. But like you can't make a bracha here. The rabbans need a bracha. So it sounds like from here the mai does not need a bracha because the chazal allow you to be mafrish to take off the ma'isa without any clothing on. Amabaya vaday the devrayim by a bracha. A vaday devrayim by a bracha. Then the rabban that's a vaday. Needs a bracha. Sofik the rain bracha. A sofik that's midra abonon's in your bracha. And the ma, you only take off mi sofik. And since it's a sofik, they didn't make you make a bracha. Break the Gemara of Yom Tov Sheni. We know in Golos we have Yom Tov Sheni, which is also only within sofik. The sofik the rain, we make a bracha. We make kiddush, like Rashi says. We make kiddush. So we make a bracha even though it's a sofik. Sofik the Gemara. Hasam, by Yom Tov Sheni is different. The reason why I tell you to make a bracha, even though it's a sofik, a hechel el zalzel beis, it shouldn't be mezalzel in the yom, and therefore we misakin you make a bracha of kiddush. Rava ama a different teretz that you know why you don't make a bracha. Really, even by a sofik you make a bracha, but by demai it's not even a sofik. Roiv ame aretz ma'asrim hein, and therefore it's only a chumra ba'ama. Roiv ame aretz. Take off ma'isa, and therefore it's only a chumra. And since it's only a chumra, therefore you don't make a bracha. So to Gemara Vayta, back to a little bit of Chanukah. Amar Rav Huna, chatzos yesh le shnei psachim. You have a chatzah that has two different doors, and people could think it belongs to two different houses, even though it's really one house. So Rav Huna says, tzricha shtei neiris. You need two Chanukah neiris, two menorahs, at four menorahs at each door. Because you don't want people to think that you're not lighting menorah. So Amar Rava, lo yamar no mishtei ruchos. That's only true two sides of the house. Avam ruach achas lo tzarach. But one side, it's not a problem. Because I guess then we'll explain. But right now we're saying, because on the same side, you'll think it belongs to the same person. But on two sides, maybe not. So it's only chashad by two sides. But one side, then, you know, in front of the house, there's two doors, one is enough. But if you have a front door and a side door, they each need a menorah. So Mara has a kasha, I don't understand the difference. My time. If you're worried of chshad, you're worried that people might think they didn't like menorah. Chshad the man, who are you worried about? Ilim chshad alma, people who don't live in the city, they came from a different city, they say, oh, this guy didn't like menorah. Then I feel achas down the boy. On one side, you should need another menorah. Why? Why should you need another menorah? Because from other cities, they don't know it's one house. They think it's two houses. So, El Ta El Mayich Shalom Beim Nasa, talking about the people from the city. They know it all belongs to one house. Then even the side also. I feel Mishnei Ruch is not a little bayi. Even from two sides also, you shouldn't need. Because they also know that the same person lives on both sides. So why do you need? What's the difference between one side and two sides? So, talking about this people in the city. That's a chshad. And they know that the two doors in front of the house belong to the same person. And they also know two sides also. But v'zimnim, the mechalfi b'hai, the people of the city only pass by one side, not the other side. But Omru, and they'll say, just like he didn't light on this side, the other door he probably didn't light either. And therefore, it's a chashad. And therefore, we're worried about chashad, and therefore we say you have to light on both sides, menorah on both sides. Zog the Gemara, not time ra the chashin v'chashad. Who said that we're choshish v'chashad? Zog the Gemara, the time we went to the Brisa, so we'll see we're choshish v'chashad. Talking about the mitzvah of peyah. The mitzvah of peyah is that you have to leave over a corner, a certain part of your field for the aniyim to collect. And the halacha is, and the Brisa will see, that you're supposed to leave peyah at the end of the harvest. Not middle of the harvest, at the end. The Tanya, Om Rav Shemim, Shvil Arba Dvarim, Om Rav Torah, Leniach Peyah, B'Soyv Sadeu. There are four reasons why the Torah said, Loi Sichle, that's Lashon of the Pasuk, and the Lashon of the Pasuk, Kutzuchem, Eskutzir, Arzuchem, Loi Sichale, Pa'as Sadecha, Likutzar, V'lek Kutzircha, Loi Silaket. And Loi Sichale means don't finish it off, it means at the end you're supposed to leave over some peyah, and the reason why they said leave over at the end for four different reasons, and not they said dafka at the Torah said dafka at the end, not in the middle for four reasons. Why? And the Gemara explain every one. Pnei gezel aniyim, u pnei bitul aniyim, u pnei achashod, u mishum bal techal. Now, what are all these four reasons? Number one, pnei gezel aniyim. What's the reason of gezel aniyim? Because if the way it worked was that the Baal Bayis left peyah whenever he felt like it. So sometimes he'll do it in the middle of the harvest, and no one will be around besides one ani, and he'll call his friend, his karev, his relative ani, and they both will get all the payah. Shlo yira baal bayis shor penuya v'yemin lekrevi ani. No more than that, the baal bayis will see a time there's no anim around. He'll say, you know what, now's a good time to do payah. He'll call his karev, his relative, and only the relative will be get payah. V'yemin lekrevi ani arezu payah. And it'd be gez aniyim, because all the rest of aniyim will not get an opportunity to have this payah, because the baal bas will pick a time when no one's around, and he'll say, oh, here is payah. So that's one reason why we say do it after the end. Do it at the end, then everyone knows about it, and the aniyim will come, this, you can't do any shtick. Another reason is pebitl aniyim. Shlo aniyim yoshim v'shamrim, because if the aniyim don't know when it is, they'll sit around for days at end waiting for him to leave payah, and they're wasting their time. Therefore we say dafka at the end, and they know when to come. The third reason is chashad, because if you don't leave, if you allow you to do pay in the middle, maybe he'll give out pay in the middle. And then at the end of the field, people will see, hey, he didn't leave pay. So at chashad, a klalah should come to this person. That's the third reason, and the fourth reason is umeshub al techala. Because the pasuk says that you shouldn't eat up all your tools, you should leave something over. So that means that then, everything's about the challah. All the other three reasons were reasons why the Torah said that payah should be at the end. No, about the challah means not the pasuk. It means payah ramotim. If you wouldn't say you have to leave payah at the end, what would happen is a ramai would not leave pay at all, and you come to him at the end of the field and say, you didn't leave pay. What do you say? He said, what do you mean? 3 weeks ago, I left pay. What are you talking about? So therefore, the Torah told us to do dafka at the end for four reasons. First of all, because gezlanim, so the Baal Bayis shouldn't give it to his karav. Number two is because bitlanim, you shouldn't have to wait so long. Number three, because of chshad, people will say at the end, look, I didn't leave pay. And number four, because of the ramayim, because of a ramai, and who will say that he left pay before already. These are the four reasons, and we brought this in to teach us the din of chashad, that you worry about chashad, and therefore by Chanukah also, we worried about chashad.